My friends, in Jesus and Mary, we have to talk about something that's almost unbelievable in terms of gravity and quantity. I'm talking about the most grave issue of abortion. I know you've heard a lot about abortion, and many are saying, you know, this is not going to go away. I hear about it so often. What am I supposed to do? We have to talk facts. And I want to just give you a survey of how exponentially serious and evil this act is on a national basis and on a global basis. We know morally it's the direct killing of an innocent human being. We know it breaks the fifth commandment. We know it breaks the teachings of the church. We know it's one of the seven ways that you can be excommunicated from the church if you're having an abortion or if you're directly participating with another in some type of proximate moral way in an abortion. So the moral status is clear. What about the world scene right now? It may shock you, and quite frankly, I hope it does, in the order of calling us all to a new level of prayer and fasting and action for this. Presently, there are 45 million abortions every year. 45 million. So let's look at the Jewish Holocaust and how terrible, how gravely horrific that was. 6 million people died. This is eight times that untold evil. Eight times every year. Every year we're talking. Now, in the United States, abortions are about at 1.5 million. What does that mean? That means every 26 seconds in our country, a kid is being killed. Every 26 seconds. Every hour, 137 abortions. Every month, over 100,000 abortions. And my friends, this does not include abortions through contraceptives, which is, of course, very active and very prominent today. Those numbers would even be more devastating. And this is the latest stat from the World Health Organization, that one out of every five pregnancies ends in abortion. Do you know what that means? That means that 20% of humanity is not making it outside of the womb. 20% of humanity, one-fifth of every human being is being killed in the womb. There's no earthquake center. There's no tsunami place. There's no geography that's ever had that type of ongoing average than the womb. The womb is the most dangerous place in the world. And so 1.5 million abortions in our country, 45 million worldwide, and now we're talking about one out of every five children is aborted worldwide. This is devastating. It's almost beyond our belief, and we can't grow used to it. We can't grow accustomed to the ugly, horrific face of abortion because ultimately it's an offense directly committed against God. It's an offense against God the Father because the child in the womb is an image of God the Father. And really, my friends, in many ways, there's a lot of parallels between the Eucharist and an unborn child. The Eucharist is a supernatural sacredness hidden under the forms of bread and wine. The child, the unborn child, is the image of God, also hidden in the womb. The angels always cluster around Jesus in the Eucharist. In every church, there are hundreds and hundreds of angels of all nine choirs. And from the moment of conception, every child is given a guardian angel. Why? Because angels protect what is sacred. And also, when we talk about sacrilege, we include both the Eucharist and the unborn child. Anytime a person receives Holy Communion in a state of mortal sin, that's sacrilege. Anytime we have the scary phenomena taking place now with YouTube, where they're taking hosts and committing sacrilege, these are abominations. All of heaven trembles with the evil that's being done. And also, there's sacrilege in the womb with every abortion. Every time an unborn child is dismantled of his body, that is sacrilege. And people sometimes will say, you know, don't show me pictures. I don't want to see pictures. I don't want to see blood. It's like saying, show me the crucifix, but I don't want any blood on the crucifix. But my friends, the reality is crucifixion is a bloody process. It's a terrible process. And unless we focus on the blood of the crucifix, we're not redeemed. And unless we focus on the blood taking place in the womb right now, in this order of abortion, we will not have the spiritual, social, and political wherewithal to respond in full measure to the full evil of what's taking place. And you know another parallel between Jesus and the unborn child? When Jesus was being crucified, who was there? Our Lady was there. She was suffering with him. She was uniting her sufferings with his to redeem the world. She saw that. You know what else the Blessed Mother sees? The Blessed Mother sees in a mystical fashion every single abortion. The Blessed Mother sees 45 million abortions every year. And we wonder why she's crying. We wonder why there's statues that have tears, and some statues with tears of blood. Can you imagine seeing one abortion, or three, or five? What about if you saw 137 every hour? Our Lady does. She sees 137. You get the point. We're talking about a terrible evil. So what's the remedy? She's the remedy. And is that another simplistic thing? Oh, you know, the Blessed Mother's going to take care of everything. No, my friends. God wants her acknowledged. As she said at Fatima, and as Jesus specified, God wants her Immaculate Heart seen alongside the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Not on a level of equality, because one is divine and one is human, but on a level of unity, the union of the two hearts for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. That's why at Fatima, Our Lady requested the consecration of her Immaculate Heart. For the whole world, that the whole world be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And that was done by John Paul II. And that's why Our Lady has requested something else. And she has specified through her apparitions two things. Number one, that abortion is the greatest evil that calls down the justice of God. Number two, that the solemn proclamation of Our Lady as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all grace and advocate would bring peace to the world, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I can guarantee you this, my friends, you can't have an era of peace with abortion. You can't have a time of peace externally when the womb is a place of crucifixion, a crucifixion of unborn innocent children. So they come together. And what does that translate to? That translates to us praying daily for the solemn proclamation of Mary, spiritual mother of all peoples. Pray for the heart of Pope Benedict, for this holy, holy father, according to God's perfect plan, to prayerfully consider being the Pope to crown Our Lady with this dogma. Because you know what, my friends? The sooner, the better. The sooner she's proclaimed, then she can release these graces. She can mediate the graces that we need to end terrible historical evils like abortion. Can she do it? Yes, she can do it. Because you know why? Abortion is not first a political or a social issue. It's first of all a moral issue that deserves conversion. We're not going to stop abortion until we have conversion of hearts. So I ask you, especially for the pro-life movement, especially for laws to change, for the unborn to be protected, for wombs to be a safe place, I ask you to daily pray for the solemn proclamation of the dogma of Mary, co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. And I ask you to pray the prayer that Our Lady gave for the solemn proclamation as we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. My friends, she is our advocate, but we have to give her the opportunity to intercede to end the terrible scourge of abortion. This is Dr. Mark Mervale saying thanks. God bless.